Forever Dog.
I like having fun. I like to laugh. I like to meet people who can make me laugh. I like
having fun. Hi, everybody.
Yes, I like
good morning.
I like
good morning, everybody. Sorry, my mood just drastically dropped from a. My mood dropped from a 4 to a 2. Can you believe that, ladies and gentlemen? From a 4 to a 2. I was already on the edge.
Now what?
Literally.
Wait, you were on a 4 out of how many?
Yeah, how
out
many?
Out of 10. Below average beginning for me.
Not a good start to the show.
As the titles are rolling, I get this message from Matt. As the beginning of the show begins. Oh, sorry, I won't be able to do your teleprompter today. Sorry.
What? We'll try.
He's going to try. Look at this. He's doing it right now. In fact, what I'm saying right now is in the teleprompter. The whole show now is telepromptered. Everything I say has been pre-written by a team of writers, non-WGA writers, not scabs, just young writers and AI. The show is completely written. We could probably AI the shit out of this show. I mean, it's basically very similar. A lot of trends that keep things going.
We repeat stories a lot too. Yeah. Already, so.
So that what I'm looking at is the fake ad, which will happen later in the show. Very distracting to try to.
How's the size though?
Size is not going to be workable. It's not workable at all. It needs to go up 10%, which is where my mood will go.
How about this?
Computers.
That's way too small. Look. Would you be listening? Would you still watch this show at this
point? No, I'm already zoned out here. I'm just like just looking through my files
imagine.
Here.
You imagine. We ask people to pay for this?
Like, why do
why?
People, that should be the topic today. Why do you listen to this show?
Yeah, why do you still listen?
Why
Let's
do you
get a
back?
Caller and find out. Let's take a Zoomer and find out why. What the hell do you think you're doing? What the hell is your problem?
Monique.
Why?
You speak for all audience members. Please.
The question is why?
You guys bring joy to my life every Thursday or whenever, whatever day of the week you're on.
Is that true?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Stop
thank
it.
You.
Vic.
That's
the longest.
That's a long drop. It was really, really dropping there.
I would say there's an inverse relationship between Tim's misery and the audience's joy, perhaps.
Are you taking pleasure in my pain?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Monique?
Yes. Yes, I'm sorry.
My pain amuses you?
Yes.
Maro!
You're just so comical about it.
I try to put a positive spin. You know what I saw the other day? Somebody tagged me. God damn it. They tagged me in, what is it, Insane Johnny or whatever? It's like one of these meme accounts.
Insane Johnny rules, by the way.
That's fine. Well, they took a picture of me with a promo shot. If you look it up on Instagram, you'll see it. It's me with a big giant suit on, and it says David Byrne under it. It's like, whatever. It's pretty innocuous. It's fine. I mean, great. Love the exposure. But down, and the comments are nice. And somebody tagged me. That's why I see it. So, bing, 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 nice, bing, bing. Oh, they're making odd cinema references. Bing, 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 down the line. Right? Bing, bing, bing. And then someone goes, Tim is one of the most, has to be one of the most unlikable people ever. Monique, how's that? How'd that sit with you?
Will you please like me?
That's terribly cruel. I'm sorry. That people are rude on the internet like that.
Yes. Well, thank you, Monique, for clearing up why you watch the show. And I'm going to take
your
word for it. Where are you calling from, by the way?
I'm in Hereford, Arizona,
Hereford.
A town of
10,000
people.
Hereford?
Hereford, yes.
Now, some settler comes over there. He wants to start an Ivy League school. He's like, let's call this Hereford. I want to Hereford. What about Hisford, huh? What about us?
Oh, it's spelled here, H-E-R-E.
Hereford. Hereford.
Yeah.
Or
I think there's
that's
one
where
in
they
England.
Their Ford.
That's,
like,
right, well, that's where I was going,
yeah.
By the way.
Yeah, Hereford. That's got to be it. I don't know the origin at all.
All right. Well, we have, thank you so much. Let me begin the show.
How did Nixon call his vice president?
Okay.
Here for it.
That's good, Vic.
Thank you.
There's the insane. Let's find that
Oh,
post.
My God, yeah.
Let's find the, the comment.
It does have a burn.
Well, that's what they do. You know, they.
Oh, I don't mind. Step back.
Josh Adams loves this stuff.
What does he say?
He submits to this.
Tim is a deeply unlikable human being.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't like that. I mean,
but you were defended. Hot piss on the tip of my lips.
Yeah, come on.
Someone else.
Well, oh, speaking of which, we should show that. My friend Ellie, my bass player, our bass player, Vic.
My bass player. I know. My woman bass player. My woman
bass player. Female bass
player.
Female bass player. She was at this weird hippie convention. Or no, it was like a festival.
It was Coachella, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't Coachella.
Bonnaroo? I don't know.
No, it was just up in northern California.
Female and...
and up about 3 a.m. or whatever it was, middle of the night, there's some impromptu Yellow River Boys concert going on up there. Do you have it, Matt?
Can we play that?
I never got any video.
Oh, my.
I want to clean my piss up.
Vic has it. Can you get it over to Matt?
Yeah, I'll get it to Matt. Here, hang on.
It's in that.
Andy drank his own piss.
No, don't bother her.
Oh, I got it.
How dare you?
I got it. Here it comes.
But anyway.
Wait, that's not it.
You'll
copy their
Thanks for the
I copied the wrong.
Can I start the show?
Copy an emoji by
First of all, I want to welcome Doug.
We're not live.
Oh, no.
Shut up. Hey, I want to welcome Doug to the show.
Good horning.
And
Vic. Heidi ho.
All right. Got that out of the way. We got a big show today, by the way. Let's start the show. Ba-da-ba-ba-da. Da-da-ba-da-ba-da-da. Wee-dee-bee-dee-dee. Calling in, zooming in.
Whoa.
Wow.
Zooming in from...
Go and tell the story, he's alive.
Zooming in. Imagine Johnny Carson dealing with Zoom.
Here's Johnny.
Vic, you hear this? Michael Ian Black will be zooming in from Italy. And we're going to find out what he is doing there. We don't
Black
know.
And Black! I hit the sack!
Oh, boy. Aren't you excited?
My entire life right now is about owning the libs. That's
it. Right.
Home Blackwater, keep on rolling.
White supremacists.
And then Tim Bernardes. Oh, my goodness. Holy moly. Tim Bernardes, another Tim that I happen to respect and... I'll tell you what, we were warming up with him. We're going to do a special little song at the end of the show today. But this kid, Maron, all the way from Brazil, the talent coming out of him, mio, mio. You're not going to want to miss a second of this. But I want to start, first of all, I want a little public service announcement here. Our friend over at Christian Nightmares, this is the second time this has happened, folks.
Oh, Jesus.
He got his account on Instagram suspended, banned, because all he does is he finds these lunatics out there.
Oh,
and he
Jesus.
Takes little clips of them and puts it up for our amusement.
Oh.
And as a public service.
I can't believe this.
To show how wacky things have gotten over there with the Christian right.
I'm not ashamed to admit that I'm a Christian.
Oh,
these people are bananas. Me. But they've got the new account going, and it's Christian_. Love the underscore.
Mm-hmm. That helps. It gives a little visual
God
space.
God bless the inventor of the underscore. Christian_nightmares.
Hallelujah!
Okay. And he's got all kinds of things going
Jesus Christ.
On.
Let
all kinds
ring.
Of talent going up there.
Amen. Amen.
You know, I'm working my way through this Hitler book, or this... Nazi
the
book.
Seasons, they do change.
This guy was wacko, this Hitler. He was nuts. What a deranged guy he turned out to be. I'll tell you.
Really, what's up with this guy now?
Well, Hitler, I didn't know so much of this stuff. But I wanted to share just this one little nugget I got from the book. This is the rise and fall of the Third Reich.
Uh-huh.
Doug.
Yeah. Steve Reich?
No.
Oh.
This is about, I don't know, 2 years, maybe 1942 or so. It's about, the period of time I'm talking about here is when he decides to invade the Soviet Union. Big mistake. They get all the way in. They get about 20 miles outside of Moscow. Then winter sets in.
My Führer.
Guess what? They're not ready for the fucking, they're not ready for the winter, these dimwits, these numbskulls. They dopes. They didn't bring winter clothes, Vic.
Mm-hmm.
And so they freeze. These guys are like dropping like flies, these German soldiers. Dropping like flies.
Bunch of dips. Yeah. Probably my great-grandfather or something.
No, but the funniest part. Yeah, the funniest, not the funniest part, but talk about the height of derangement, this Hitler. You know what he does? You know what he does, Doug?
What does he do?
He passes this pronouncement, this law, or this decree, which I should be doing, honestly, and he says, I alone will decide who lives or dies in my country. Forget laws. He goes, he is the arbiter of whether, like, he basically has made this decision as the head of...
Someone's got to say it.
But
someone's got to decide.
He says, my decision supersedes all laws for whether you, as a citizen of Germany, live or die. That, him. And then, you know, I'll see that when things are going sour with the Russian army, dude goes, you know who's in charge of the army now? Me. I'm like the... There's like a person that's like the head of the army. You know, you've got a president, and then he's got the various...
Yeah, he's got the
head of the Navy, head of the Army. He's like, no, I'm the head of the Navy. I'm the head of the Army now too. I'm the president. What a bananas character this guy.
He sounds like a real sauerkraut.
Yeah. But the big news today. I don't want to make light of Hitler. God forbid we do that. But I mean, just a total ends up being a total loser when you look at it from the macro vision. Hey, there he is. I got Doug in the mirror, by the way. I love it.
I forgot about that mirror.
I got a mirror here
I can
now.
Look right at him. That is crazy. It's kind of weird, actually.
Like, he flopped. I'm just looking at you. He flopped. Doug, nobody's flopped like this, Hitler.
I got to take a picture.
Nobody's flopped like him. And we have to keep our eye out for future Hitlers because he did a tremendous amount of damage with the... concentration
and
camps.
And he ruined a mustache.
War.
Like I like
the mustache.
I like that they call it a chaplain stash.
Angle
oh, it's
you took.
Beautiful. I love it. I love that mustache. I mean, that's amazing to completely ruin a very simple facial hair. You know what I mean? Like, I could do that. That's something I could actually grow, that kind of thing. But
you can't.
Now I can't.
Why can't we? Why do we let the bad guy win?
That's true.
Let's grow the stashes in solidarity.
Let's
Matt, are you
it.
In?
Well, it didn't stop Ron Mayall from Sparks. He still
And
it didn't stop Gigi Allen's brother.
But sometimes those guys were doing it in as sort of like an ironic statement about Hitler, right?
True.
Kind of.
But I want to talk about the big news because Hitler's old news.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this real quick. If somebody took that Hitler mustache and they grew it long, kind of like the guitarist from Anthrax,
oh, yeah.
And braided it over the mouth? Would that be cool?
Who was that guy? I think he was in...
Scott something?
The guy that had the...
Scott Ian.
Was it in Motley Crue? The guy, Mick Mars? He had the...
Oh,
just
the whiskers, like the cat.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Who was our favorite guy? The Animal. The Animal from Twisted Sister. Remember that guy?
Oh,
my God. We should pull up pictures of him.
Not the cat?
No, the Animal. He's got really good facial hair.
The guy painted on.
Yeah. Look, the Animal and Twisted Sister. He's great. Well,
Twisted right. Sister.
Yeah.
Right.
No... The big story that's going to kind of, I think we've decided that this is going to kind of have to play throughout the show today.
This, the breaking news?
Old news, but good news.
Richard Dreyfuss.
Anything that
Richard
begins
Dreyfuss.
With that.
Richard Dreyfuss.
What am I, Hitler talking? Not just Hitler. You're an interviewer, and Hitler's now, he's in 1975, right?
Okay.
And you ask me, I'm Hitler.
You're Hitler.
Yeah. There you go. Now you're catching on. You ask Hitler who his favorite actor is that year.
Mein Führer, Das is your favorite actor this year.
Dreyfus! Richard Dreyfus!
What film was your favorite Dreyfus film performance?
What film?
Close Encounters.
Close Encounters.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Richard Dreyfus.
I like the slur there.
No, that's bad. Sorry. Retract.
Hi, this is DJ Doug Pound in your mix to let you know that you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious meals. Factor is fresh and never frozen, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Veggie, or most importantly, Vegan. Of course, I signed up for vegan and it was great. My favorites were the 3-bean chili and the tangy citrus tofu bowl. It's fast, easy, and delicious. I also like getting extra pep in my step with their wellness shots. The apple, lemon, ginger, cayenne. Oh baby, that's a good spice right there. When you don't have time to cook or you just don't feel like it, Factor eliminates all the hassles of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. So discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/officehours50 and use code officehours50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box. That's code officehours50 at factormeals.com/officehours50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
No, here's the thing, folks. Richard Dreyfus. He doisn't really have a lisp. I don't know why people do him like that. Like, and you do Richard Dreyfus. You have a lisp, but he doesn't really have a lisp anymore. But Richard Dreyfus was on Bill Maher.
He's like one step away from Bugs Bunny.
No, not Bugs Bunny. Elmer, Daffy Duck.
Daffy. Okay.
Oh, interesting.
I think our friend Eric Bowser was saying that you do Richard Dreyfus when you do Daffy Duck. Maybe he was. Maybe he wasn't.
He may have
but
said
folks,
that.
Richard Dreyfus was on Bill Maher, and boy, did it get out of control. Let's take a look.
How are you?
Well,
it's been a long time.
Yeah.
Do you remember
yeah.
the show we did together?
Which one? The Funny You Don't Look 200? Or my yeah,
look at
this.
Well, I mean,
87.
Yeah.
The posture. Richard's posture.
The start. Yeah, this is the very beginning.
Yeah, okay, so keep, yeah, this is how the show
he
begins.
He didn't sink into that yeah, position. He started.
He just got
the
there.
Constitution.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
who walked in first?
They sit Dreyfus there down and they.
Yeah, and then Bill
like, you need
comes
anything?
In, like,
and
what,
you
this
need
is
a
like
pillow?
The opposite of a traditional interview where the Bill should be sitting there and then Richard comes in. But
yeah, that's him actually showing up for the first time.
Do you think Maher like gives him like half a roofie when they get in?
It appears that way.
It's
because
like, probably just in the air.
He doesn't want to be
throughout
fully
the
out.
Next, for the next hour, Dreyfus begins melting into this chair in a most unbelievable way. I've never seen so many pillows. I keep going.
Seen it at all?
I saw it in 1980.
Look, then there's this angle. Who's this flattering
that's,
for?
That's where they started again. Like, that's,
yeah. Is this, what's that called, Big Brother?
That table is a mess, too.
So there's so much gold in this. We're going to have to space it out a little bit because there's too much to get to. But keep going and see what happens.
87? I mean, since then? No. Have you?
Yeah, shit. A lot.
What are you, like Norman Desmond? You're running it in your yeah. library every night?
I'm ready. I'm ready for my close-ups, Jamil.
But
Bill has yet to strike any chemistry with any of his guests on Club Random. Do you notice that? There's constant, like right from the beginning, there's this misunderstanding. There's kind of this sort of hostile confusion about whatever anyone says. What? Like, ask me a simple question. You're my improv playmate today.
Okay.
Though, since I have the mirror.
So... When did you convert this garage into
what a... Wait, what are you talking about? This garage?
Yeah. Did you convert it?
But
into
you know this already. Like, that's the tone of Bill Maher. Like, if you're not, like, I get it. I'm not always in a great mood doing this show, but.
But I like in this one, though, it actually works because, like, Dreyfus' stories are going nowhere. he starts by digging all himself a hole, and then it makes no sense, isn't it? So all right. You'll see.
But then it gets dark and strange sexually.
Yeah, do you want to get into some of that?
Let's do it.
Yeah. We have to do City. We have to do the show needs to be longer. We can, that's all it is.
Just dive in here.
Who cares?
What do you think about when you masturbate? Isn't that the ultimate question that could tell you what really a person is about? What do you think about when you masturbate?
Does anybody want to know what Richard Dreyfuss thinks about when he masturbates?
No.
Did anybody in the fucking world?
And how does that tell you about that person at all? I don't understand Bill's angle on it.
Unfortunately, Bill's opened up a Pandora's box here because Richard's answer is a big old red flag.
He's wanted to be asked this for a long time.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you for asking me. It's a good question.
Look how high the pillow is up there.
Fair thought.
Look how low he's already gotten.
Thought of my mother. So,
it looks actually really uncomfortable to be that low.
I know. I wouldn't want to be in that posture for more than 30
seconds.
It's
like he's holding himself up. Like
that. If I had
so much weight on his knees.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mother, I would be thinking.
Masturbate. Isn't that the ultimate question that could tell you what really a person is about? What do you think about when you masturbate, Richard Dreyfuss?
I never thought about my mother.
Okay. Good to know. Keep going.
So it's not that.
Well, I hope
and
not.
I never thought that if I had thought of my mother, I would be thinking incestuous thoughts.
All right.
That never occurred to me. Like, and yet, incestuous thoughts was the engine that drove my masturbation.
Sucky, sucky, lovey, lovey.
Really?
Mommy.
Yes.
Incestuous with who?
Who crossed that street first?
Inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah.
No, I mean, nobody wants to know any of this. But Bill, let's talk about what it was like to work on Jaws. All right, keep going.
Brought it up, but mother, how many people could it be? I mean,
the roofies are really taking it. In the early years, I thought about very little else.
Not grandma.
Who am I thinking of?
Who am I thinking of?
Nobody knows. Bill is sort of just like, I don't know where this is going. I want to get out of it.
And then the visual with the hand.
Oh, it's coming
up.
It's
just gross.
Get ready.
He just did it because a little bit.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Well, you do know that porn today is
all right,
like.
Then Bill goes on his little fucking soapbox about porn.
About very little else.
Stroking a grandma.
Who am I thinking of?
Bill is sort of just like, I don't know where this is going. I want to get out of it.
And then the visual with the hand. Oh, my God. Sorry, guys.
Pretty horny.
I might have done that.
If you want to sabotage the show, just tell me.
City
of the Day.
Oh, we're going to show more. We're going to show more because where that interview ends up going is so beautiful. It's the ending of that is one of my favorite things I've seen in a long time. And if you think that Richard stays on that chair, well, you've got another thing coming. Is he slides right off, and we're going to watch it later in the show.
Of the day.
Sorry, so loud.
City of the Day is brought to you by... City of the Day is brought to you by... Hey!
The City of...
Hey! Hey! Can't afford AAA, but still want roadside assistance? Try A. A is one guy with a truck named Angus, but he goes by A for short. Got a flat tire? A will come out and put your spare on for about $12. Might take a while because A likes to frequent the bars along the interstate, but A is always standing by. A usually has a gallon of gas in his trunk, and he's got some rope, too. A will haul your car back to the Twisted Spoke or the Rusty Horse for free. if you buy him a Boilermaker. So next time your car takes a shit, call A at 395-247-4424 or channel 21 on your CB radio. A, because it's cheaper than triple. Now check out this 10-second jingle. All right, let's take our city of the day. Very nice.
I made it shorter for you, Tim.
Gary.
Gary.
The Jerry man. I have some cuts, but we can talk about it later.
More cuts.
What's up, fellas?
Party, puppet party, puppet party, puppet party.
Yes,
puppet
and where are you calling from? What is the city of the day?
Auburn, New York.
Auburn, New York. That's a new one. I think that's I think there's somebody out there making a virtual map or an interactive map showing all the cities a day, and I think that'll be a new pin. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
How can nice can I help you with anything today? Because we do have to get to Michael Ian Blank.
Yeah, I have a sort of random question. We're near Syracuse, and you talked about going to a pizza shop that as you ended up ordering like 40 pizzas or some shit too. And I want to know so bad what pizza shop that was.
Ooh, I don't know if I can, I'll have to do a little research on that. Cause we were just strolling around and walked into it. So I could go back and look in my, pictures. Probably. I think that, your photos are the best way to find out information about where you've been. I took a picture there. I can look on the map and see it right there. So I don't have an answer for you right now, but if you sign up for Patreon, are you a Patreon member?
Not yet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I love finding out these people that are watching the show illegally, in my opinion. But I will provide that answer for you.
I am at work right now, but usually I can't do this live, but I went on lunch and saw Vic tearing up some solos.
Ooh.
I was like, oh shit, I think this is the exact time I can watch this live.
Hell yeah.
So Tim Heidecker's, that's my name. My Saturday morning blog, which I put out basically every Saturday, and it's a lot of fun to read. I'll provide that for you, that information, if I have it this weekend. If you sign up at patreon.com/officehourslive, you get access to that and so much more. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, I love thanks that. For having me, folks.
The story in question, Vic, you weren't there, I think.
I don't think
we were getting a slice in Syracuse, and the baseball stadium there, the Mets affiliate minor league team, had ordered something like 40 pies, for which they sell at the baseball game. And this guy,
I have my own pizza oven in my house.
This guy was losing his. The guy working there was fucking losing it. I don't know how we're gonna do it. it was that. It was just like, poof. Well, I don't know. You're gonna have to tell him it's gonna be an hour. All right, man. Sounds right. Sounds reasonable to me.
Boy, have some
you kidding me? 40? Fuck that. Anyways.
Smell some good of all that cheese.
Yeah.
Our very special guest, Michael, is here.
All right, let's get Michael Ian Blank on the show. Never had him on the show before. How do you like that? Mr. Michael. Mr. Mike. That's not Michael Ian Blank. Yes. Oh, shoot. There he is. What's this about? Are you blessing this time? Now, can you ease up on that? Because he's on Zoom. Just ease up on the drops.
I'm done.
Please. Not on.
That's real hard.
This is how we say buonasera. Buonasera.
Buonasera
means good afternoon, good evening for you to be a buongiorno, Mr. Tim.
Look at you.
Buongiorno, Mr. Tim.
Now, where's your Panama? I could see you in a Panama hat right now.
I don't have Panama hats in Italy, which is where I am.
I mean, but you know, that Panama style, the white straw hat.
I think you might be thinking of gondoliers. Which would be in Venezia, Venice.
And where are you right now?
Roma.
Roma.
Si.
Why don't we say, this is a good question for you. This might be the first question I ask. This could be the first question I ask. Why don't, and do you mind if I ask it?
Can I get that was your first question.
Ah, shit.
You gotcha.
Why don't we say Roma?
Well, what, who? Who's we?
Americans. Oh, we say Roma.
Why don't we say Roma? We should, and we should roll our R's when we say it. It's the best way to say it when you're in the eternal city of Roma.
It's too close to aroma.
Aroma. Stink, it's too. Oh, no. So this is Vic Berger's here. Michael. I don't know if you know Vic Berger.
I know Vic. I mean, I've never met Vic. Yeah. I don't think in person, but a big fan.
Oh, thank you.
That's nice to hear. Huh?
Yeah.
Vic's argument, which I think is dubious, is that it sounds too close to aroma. Just the word for smell.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
now, what is your thoughts on that, Mike?
As you stroll through the streets of the Eternal City in Roma, you will often get whiffs of maybe some garlic, some onion, some vino, stracciatelle, some tiramisu, some wings of the buffalo.
Macaroni.
Macaroni. So you'll get these aromas. To me, that's not a bad thing if you associate Rome with aroma.
Now, you got to tell us what you're doing over there. You must be doing a movie or a TV show. There's a lot of activity going on in Italy. What are you doing over there in Italy?
All of the above, Tim. Movies, TV shows, Broadway plays, dinner theater, circus.
How do you have time for circus? How do you have time for all that?
You make time. If you love the art, you make time.
Well, I don't believe you.
I'm not doing anything. I'm unemployed, living in Rome. Well,
why, what, where, when? Let's pick one. Your choice.
You want to start with why?
Yeah.
Because I have two children. They are now college age. They are off. They are away. I'm still a young man. My wife and I were like, hey, I'm a young man.
You look great.
My wife, thank you. I do. My wife and I have no real commitments to anything at the moment. So we thought, well, why not? We talked about it for years. Why not go spend some time in Europe? So
living abroad.
Exactly right.
Expatriate.
And we say woman. We say woman now. We don't say abroad. She's a woman.
Ooh, I'm sorry about that. Yeah. So you would say you're living a woman.
That's right.
Is she with you, or did you go by yourself?
And we're no longer together. Oh.
No, you're with your wife. Your wife is with you, not physically right now, but
she's in the other room. Yes.
How are you handling? Are you enjoying your time together?
It's been great. We've been here for 2 months. We're here for another roughly month, and then we're going to London, England. London, England is where we're going next.
Well, that's a mediocre British accent, I have to say. But you'll get better.
I'm a fucking English
You're welcome. Okay, so what do you got? Like an Airbnb there? Like what's the...
That's right, an Airbnb. It's a two-bedroom apartment in the Trastevere section of Roma, which means across the Tiber. So the Tiber River is right over there. And then we're right across it in the Trastevere
section of. Is this financially responsible? This
no, oh no, okay. no, Tim, no. So, that's why I came on here. I needed the money.
Matt, are we paying him to appear?
We can.
Is there an?
We certainly can.
I didn't realize we had an appearance fee for Zoom calls.
There's an honorarium.
An honorarium. Okay, is that through SAG?
We are not. Signatories.
Are you a SAG member? Have you maintained your SAG membership?
I am a member of SAG, yes.
Okay, so you can jump right back into the acting scene whenever that opportunity presents itself.
Well, it hasn't presented itself for about 3 years now. But yes, whenever it does present itself.
Now, what is that about? Do you think, you're clearly talented. You're looking good. Have you turned down things?
Oh, you know me better than that, Tim. No, I haven't turned down anything.
Okay, so have you auditioned and then not gotten things?
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah.
A lot of those.
Many times.
Have you
many times
self-taped?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Have you self-taped for things that you thought, this isn't going to turn out good?
Every one of them.
Mm.
And I've been correct.
And have you self-taped, you finish the self-tape and you go, that wasn't the best I could have done, but I'm done working on this.
No. Unfortunately, I go, I think that's the best I can do. It's never like, no, I can really nail this. There's never any of that.
That's as good as it's going to get.
I get about 65, 68% of the way there. And I'm like, well, it's just not going to get any better.
Right. So off she goes.
Yes, that's right. And then I never hear from them again.
There's no callback.
Oh, no. No. There's nothing. It's silence.
Well, what about all your friends in show business? You got David Wayne.
Michael speaking.
That's not true.
That's not true.
Okay.
No.
Because I would hate to hear that.
But I think he's as unemployed as I am right now. He seems to show up on stuff. I don't know.
Well, he does. And he's directing. Why didn't you direct?
Yeah. All right.
I mean, no, I'm asking. Why earlier, like years ago, why didn't you say, you know what, I'm going to start directing because who knows how long this acting thing's going to go. I will direct now.
Well, I did direct a film, which Haza, one of your viewers, is holding up right now. It was released as Wedding Days. It was shot as The Pleasure of Your Company. And I did write and direct that film.
This was released as
Jason Biggs and Isla Fisher.
This was released as a movie.
Well, define released.
Came out for us to view.
Sort of.
Okay. In America. Sort of. Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
That looks like a movie.
It looks like a movie, but it's not, as we would say in Roma, it's not molto bene. It's not very good.
Well, that's unusual. I would think Jason Biggs doesn't do stinkers.
I think he's done his fair share, including mine.
Whose decision was it to do the American Pie font? Was that a sort of try to con people into watching the movie?
That was MGM's decision. They snapped it up, and believe me, the last thing I wanted was that poster, that font, or that title.
Wow.
It was out of my hands at that point.
What do you need advice from me for? But I think I'm smelling a memoir. Where's the memoir?
I've written three, but thanks. Oops.
You've not written. I know you've written a lot of books, but they're defined as memoirs to you.
They could all probably be lumped into memoir. The first one was called "You're Not Doing It Right." The second one was called "Navel Gazing." And the third one is called A Better Man. Is that what it's called? Yeah, Better Man. Yeah.
Can't find a better man. It's a Pearl Jam.
I don't know memoir. What you're referencing.
Okay. It's a Pearl Jam song, I think, right?
Doug? Yeah, of course.
Is it the politics? Did you get to it? Because this is my fear. I always dabble into politics. I get angry about things. I speak my mind. And then I go, well, am I going to be blacklisted from the business because I speak my mind? Is that what happened with you?
I think so. When
that's easy.
When I went
knowing it's not about your talent.
No. When I went full MAGA, I think I did get some pushback.
You didn't go full MAGA. Get out of here. You're a gun nut in the opposite way. You're all obsessed with these guns and how people shouldn't use them anymore. Is that right?
That's right.
It's an empty holster.
That is what I am. I'm a repeal the Second Amendment guy.
Yeah, you're.
And there aren't a lot of us out there. But
you're
I'm a proud one.
Listen, I'm all for repealing the Second Amendment. I don't have some kind of zealous orthodox love for these founding fathers or this Constitution. Everything's open for debate. Everything's open to be fixed or changed, whatever. This originalism shit, which is it's bananas. Life, things change, and let's keep rolling. Let's change. Let's grow. Let's get better.
I like your attitude. I like what you're saying. I'm with you. I'm on board for all of
you. We all can grow, and we all can learn.
Mike, let's take a call. Would you take a call?
Well, actually,
Someone paid $10 to ask you a question.
Whoa. Someone paid $10. Right. And now we'll pass along. That's going to go into your honorarium.
What's my cut of that? What is my cut of
100%. 100%.
Well, wait a minute. No. Hold
Thanks
on.
For taking my question.
There's an honorarium that was negotiated, and that's what you get. And the 10 goes to us. Not in addition to the honorarium.
You get what you get, and you don't get upset.
All right. That's a good question.
Now, do you want to push back on that, or you want to move on?
We can move on.
Okay, good.
Here, let's pull it up. Can we pull it up in Tim's prompter?
The question is just coming in. All right. I saw Michael Ian Black at Stevens Auditorium in Ames, Iowa around 2005, and he had a huge crowd. Huh. I'd like some evidence of that. Does he still tour?
No.
That's the question.
I can answer it. That show was the first time I think I had done solo stand-up, like maybe the very first time. And because at the time, like we were hosting Stella, which was a three-man show.
Is Stella... Okay, finish this thought, then I have a Stella question.
But I was on the VH1. I love the show at the time.
Oh, God, yes. You were all over that.
Yeah, some lady was like, hey, you should come do stand-up. And I was like, I didn't really do that. And she's like, well, we'll pay you $15,000. And I was like, now I do stand-up. And there were like 1,000 people there. And I had to perform for like an hour. And I'd never done anything before. So it was like... It was very scary, but I think I did a fine job. And yes, I still tour. And I think there were like 1,000, 1,500 kids there. And then over the years, what I've discovered is the audience that comes to see me keeps getting fewer and fewer and fewer.
I see. Where do you think that's going to end up going? That do you think you'll see a rise? No. There's no indication. No indication that there's any kind of leveling off at the bottom.
And no indication. There's no indication that I've hit rock bottom yet. No. No. I'm not like you. I can't show up in Europe with a band and the two Tims and get, you know, hordes of people coming out and screaming obsenities at me. I don't have that.
Do you want an opener? He seems like he's available.
The problem with openers is my show's already 2.5 hours, just me and all my ideas and music and everything. So an opening act doesn't really work. And it would be embarrassing for Michael Ian Black to open up for me. I don't think that's something you desire. I have.
Is there an honorarium?
There would be a small fee.
Vic.
But you'd have to work out your own travel and everything.
Vic.
All right. My question about Stella.
Vic.
Where do you rate that in your career? I put it right up there at the top.
Me too. I love Stella. It's like it's maybe my favorite thing we did.
Never coming back though, is it?
Well, look, we're older gentlemen now. With lives and children.
Not you.
No, not me. I mean, I meant the
other. You're talking about the other two.
I would be happy to. I would be happy to bring it back. But you know, Michael Showalter's now a big time Hollywood director. He doesn't have the time. Well,
No one cares. I tell you what. God bless Michael Showalter, but no one cares about these movies he's doing. I mean, they do.
I agree.
You know, well, and maybe they do, maybe they don't, maybe they do, maybe they don't, but they don't. But Michael isn't shining. Michael needs to be with you and David and be doing Stella nonstop. But if he doesn't want to do it, guess what? I'll step in. I'll be the third Stella. I'll do it.
We just need a third. And Tim,
look at what happened when Curly Howard died. Mm-hmm. What did they do? They go and get Shemp, and it was fine.
Mm-hmm. And another Curly, and then another Curly.
Yeah. Joe Dorita. I'll be your Joe Dorita.
Joe Dorito.
All right.
Do they get Comedy Central over there in Italy? Because
I don't know. I don't have TV here, so I don't know what they have.
What are you doing all day? Are you exploring? Do you enjoy seeing the city?
There's a lot of walking. there and sightseeing. And a lot of times around 5-6 o'clock at night, we'll sit down, we'll get an Aperol Spritz. I don't know if you had yourself an Aperol Spritz.
Oh, yes.
It's a terrific aperitif that everybody drinks here.
Yes.
And it's a light. It's
I find
a light
it a little aperitif. Bitter myself, but I guess you get.
It can be a little bit bitter. But what you find is you're drinking it. And then at the end of it, you think to yourself, hey, I'm pretty sauced.
So you're just drinking every night. I was in Italy a couple summers ago. Of course, working on a film, not there just wasting away my later years in life.
Thank you so much.
I have young kids, so I've got to put the.
What film was it?
It's called Spin Me Round.
Did it ever come out? Sounds like a stinker.
It came out. I'll put it that way.
Should Walter direct it?
The great Jeff Baena. But I don't. I could say something mean, but I won't. I'll move on. Let's take a Zoom call because so many people want to say hi to Michael. And I know we've got.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're watching the show, but we have so many clips of Richard Dreyfuss on Bill Maher's show to play. It's
we could do another hour. Looks like a reasonable guy. Did you have a question for?
Did you ever
Michael?
Work with Richard Dreyfuss?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Dick Dreyfuss and I go back. Yeah.
Okay. Who's the most notable director that you've worked with? Have you worked with Scorsese or? Spielberg or anybody like that?
I've done a couple things with Marty.
No, get out of here. All right, give me a zoomer.
Nathaniel.
Next caller.
Oh, my goodness me.
Hi.
This guy wants to talk to you. I don't know why. I really don't.
He has a name, and it's Nathaniel. Hello, right. Nathaniel.
Hey, Michael. How's it going? Big fan.
Thank you.
I'm just wondering, I guess I'm curious. I'm kind of... caught up in this whole writer's strike thing going on. How is that? Has that affected you at all?
It couldn't have.
What are your thoughts on it?
Well, Tim got it exactly right. It couldn't have because I'm unemployed. So yeah. If I were employed, perhaps something would have shut down and I would have been devastated. But the timing of it couldn't have been better for me.
Yeah. Well, the perception is, well, I'm not working because there are no scripts because of the strike. That's why. Right.
I can now pretend that my unemployment is a principled stand that I'm taking.
Right. And it's going to be better when the SAG guys strike, when SAG, our union.
And when that happens, I will, I'm also WGA. I imagine you are too, Tim.
I am actually not, if you believe this, people don't understand this about me. I am not WGA. I never was, I never had to join. I don't know why. I talked to Eric about this the other day. He was like, are you in the WGA? Like, no, I don't think so. He's like, yeah, I don't think I'm in either. I don't know why, but it's just the facts. I'm not staff writing on fucking Bones. You know what I mean?
Well, as the writer of MGM's Wedding Days, I had to be writer's
Who's skills. Dinging, by the way? Is it the
That's
caller?
Me. It's Mike.
No.
God damn it. It's me.
All right, well, then we're going to have to let you go, Michael. Thanks for, we asked you repeatedly in the pre-interview to make sure that your alerts were off. Okay? And I don't know what wasn't clear about that.
I apologize.
It's called a job.
Well, it's the last time I have my intern take the pre-interview call. And it won't happen again.
Oh, no, it won't happen again because we're moving on. We have a musical guest.
All right. Michael, you ever run into the Gingriches over there? You ever see Newt and Callie Gingrich hanging out?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
They've got a place. So there's Trastevere and then there's Lungotevere, which is on the other side of the river. And I mean, it's funny when you're here, a lot of, you know, you're so happy to meet another American that a lot of the things that maybe would have torn you apart when you were home go by the wayside. So Newt and Kalissa and my wife and I, I'm not going to say we're best buddies, but we do get together sometimes for an Aperol.
You enjoy their company.
You know what? They're fun people. And Newt's got a great sense of humor.
And Newt loves going out to eat.
He loves having nice dinners.
Enjoying a big red glass of wine. You know?
Well, I'm happy to hear that because I don't, of course, like you, I don't agree with Newt Gingrich on probably anything, but I do get a little sad when I see her posts and it's just the two of them eating dinner together. And I'm like, guys, come on, mix it up. Go out with a couple. Go out with a friend.
Have you met Newt's brother, Salamander?
All right. I'm not ashamed to admit that I'm a Christian.
Unfortunately, Michael, we'll have to get your answer and your opinion on that at another time.
Okay, that's fine.
Sounds like you'd be available to call back in at some point in the next few weeks or down the line.
If the honorarium is there, so am I.
All right, Matt. Well, let's just look at our annual budget and see what we can afford. And we'll mark you in for the fall.
Great. Thanks for having me. It was a real treat, and I really felt like I got the full OHL experience. And
now Michael, do me a favor, and this isn't contractual or anything, but use your vast social media presence to let your fans and your people know that you were on the show today, because we could use some
I'm good.
Of those.
But thank you.
Buy it on iTunes, let Amazon.com. Liberty ring.
Thank you for doing that.
My pleasure. I'm good.
It sure smells good.
All right. George, I love you, Michael. Thank you for doing this.
Bye, Tim. Bye, guys.
I don't really love them. That's just something, I mean.
Remember when you did the ring-a-ding-ding?
I'm
sorry.
Good night, chump.
What are you doing? A Chris Farley show impression back there? What are you saying?
All right.
What'd I do? I didn't do it. Remember in Tom Goes to the Mayor, you guys had your ring-a-ding-ding dance.
Yeah.
I just thought
it's a nice memory.
That's my reference, the Chris Farley show.
Oh, where he says, "Remember that?
Remember the time?"
Well, that's like so long ago. I forgot about it, and then at the last second, I remembered that, and I thought you guys would maybe you've worked together.
I don't want to go down memory lane with him.
Why not?
I mean, look at
fuck him.
You talk about Newt Gingrich.
Fuck him. Like
fuck him.
Like, at the time, I'll give you this, Doug. At the time, it was a get. Michael Ian Black was a get.
Yeah.
But now he's a fucking Hail Mary.
It stinks.
Like last, no, I'm just kidding. I'm missing folks, please. Can we just send love and peace to Michael and say, of course, that was all in good fun.
It's not pot, it's a clove cigarette.
That was all in good fun. I love Michael and hope he's we're playing. This is it's playtime.
We were honored that he would call it
the bit of all bits, favorite folks. But what's happening now in the show?
Oh,
I mean, Matt,
no,
this show is on. This show is on methamphetamines.
I knew today would be a very good one.
Because in studio we've got a very special musical guest, Tim Bernardes.
Hello there.
He's here. And I don't know if you folks out there are familiar with him. If you are, then you're already excited. If you're not, you're about to get rock hard or wet, depending on your
now I'm getting excited.
Gender. I don't know. That's sorry about that, Vic.
Can we dump that so I'm gonna go back?
Yeah, we can go back and fix that. We'll fix that later. Tim, what song are you playing for us today?
I'm gonna play a song called Levy.
Levy.
Yes.
Because what we do here is levity. Humor.
Yes, yes. Levy in Portuguese would be light.
Light.
Like something that is yes. Light.
Yeah. Now, you are from Brazil.
Yes, I'm from Brazil.
And is that me? Oh, this is my issue. It's really interesting.
It's only when the guitar is...
Yeah. It's fine. I'm just going to pretend...
I'm your issue.
Huh?
Probably.
You are the issue with all these pedals down here.
Yeah.
It's weird. It feels like it basically feels like there's a constant drop going on in the back of my head, which is just. But is this song in Portuguese?
Yes, all the songs are in Portuguese.
Luckily, I speak the language fluently and we'll be able to understand the lyrics. We're going to hear Levy from Tim, and then we'll take our usual quick break and be back with more. Talk to Tim. We're going to talk a lot about Richard Dreyfuss on Bill Maher. And your Zooms, we're finally going to get back to talking to the audience here. So, Tim, take it away.
Cool.
Leve, leve, muito à vontade agora. Noite quente, sente o vento lá fora. Liberdade. Paz no coração. Leve, leve, não chora mais agora. tudo a salvo. Respira fundo e olha, vai com calma, vai de coração. Até porque deixar pra trás pode ser andar pra frente. Tanto fez e tanto faz. Vai em paz e vai contente. Leve, leve, já não dói mais tão fundo. Desapegue, solta o peso do mundo. Mãos tão gastas, não segure mais. Até porque deixar pra trás pode ser andar pra frente. Tanto fez e tanto faz. Vai em paz e vai contente. Até porque deixar pra trás pode ser andar pra frente. Tanto fez e tanto faz. Vai em paz e vai contente.
Music, Maron. All right, folks. Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you.
We love it. People are flipping at home and at work. We'll be back. Join patreon.com/officehourslive to catch the rest of the show.
Hi, this is Bill Maher, speaking to you from the undisclosed location I like to call Club Random. I'm here to tell you about a few things. First off, Office Hours has now moved to its own dedicated YouTube channel. Go subscribe now at youtube.com/officehourslive. Secondly, did you know you can get another full hour of this show and so much more with Office Hours Plus? Head on over to patreon.com/officehourslive to check that shit out. And remember, it's not pot, it's a clove cigarette.